Are you okay? Do you need water or anything like that?
I'm okay until you said that, and then I'll probably need water in a minute.
But, now your throat, yeah. You're like, my throat is a little parched, right? All right, let's get started.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone, it's Cardiff. This is the Indicator from Planet Money. We're doing something new on the show today, but first, an announcement. In the months of August and September, my treasured and fantastic and amazing co-host Stacey Vanek Smith is going to be away from the show because she's going to be writing a book. She'll be on book leave. And the answer to your first question is yes, I'm freaking out. I don't know what I'm going to do without her for 2 whole months. But the show must go on. So a recurring segment we're going to have while Stacey is out is called Finance Fridays with Mary. And you're going to hear the first of those today. It features my friend Mary Childs, a reporter at Barron's who covers all things finance, Wall Street, banking, hedge funds. She knows everything about that world. And she joins me here in the studio today. Mary, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for that. That was kind.
So, listeners, if you have questions about finance, and I'm not talking about personal finance, I mean the financial sector, Wall Street, banking, if you're curious about something in that world, send us your questions. And as we do these Finance Fridays with Mary, we'll answer those questions. By the way, it just hit me that, like, Finance Fridays with Mary sounds a lot like Tuesdays with Maury, but, like, hopefully a lot less sappy and tragic.
Why? I feel like that's on brand. That feels right to me.
Okay, so on today's show, Mary, you brought us some interesting research about hedge funds and specifically the gender split in how women versus men perform as hedge fund managers. So we're going to cover that topic today, and that is coming up right after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Fundrise, the future of real estate investing. Access private market real estate projects from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. Get your first 3 months of fees waived at fundrise.com/indicator. Support also comes from Microsoft. Snow leopards are very difficult to find. Researchers use Microsoft AI to analyze thousands of remote camera images in minutes so they can find and study them more efficiently. More at Microsoft.com/AI.
Okay, everybody, we've got Mary Childs in the studio. Mary, before we even get to who performs better as a hedge fund manager, women or men, we actually need to tell our audience what a hedge fund actually is. So explain that.
Oh, right. Okay, so a hedge fund is a pool of money that basically is only open to sophisticated or qualified investors. That can be something like an endowment at a college or just a really rich person.
A rich person or a pension fund, an endowment at a college, right? A philanthropic foundation. So in other words, entities with a ton of money give hedge funds their money, and the hedge fund decides how to invest that money, hopefully to return a bunch of money back later on.
Exactly.
To all those investors.
And the reason is because they can have a higher risk tolerance. They're rich enough, they can absorb a big loss. So they're running around taking all these risks, and you need to be kind of a big kid to be able to deal with that.
And charging a massive fee.
Correct. All Delightfully right. massive fees.
Okay, so let's talk about what happened a few years ago. Hedge Fund Research, Inc., or just HFR, it's a company that provides research about hedge funds, and it makes indexes to track how hedge funds are doing. This company analyzed the performance of a group of female hedge fund managers. It wasn't maybe the most comprehensive analysis, but it found that over the brief period of time that they analyzed, that women were outperforming dudes, basically.
Correct. I want to say this was 2015, 2016. HFR came out with this index that was like, women invest better than men. Congratulations. As if we're all supposed to be like, oh my God, let me find a lady hedge fund manager and throw money at her.
The idea being that women are like these angelic creatures who are genetically predisposed to invest better than men.
And it's like weird that we've overlooked
it. That was how it was interpreted.
Exactly. It's like we came down from heaven with these skills, but no one will let us manage money. Like, this is crazy.
Okay.
Everyone wrote it up. I wrote it up. Everybody.
Okay.
So one hedge fund manager in California, who happens to be a lady, was looking at that and she was like, ugh, are you kidding me? She was like, I have been trying to manage money my whole life. I've been succeeding at doing that. I don't feel like I should be running a different race than everybody else. She viewed this study as destructive.
What was her name?
Jane Buchan.
Okay. So Jane Buchan heard about this research and she wanted to look at it a little bit more closely. What did she do?
So she commissioned a study basically to see if this was actually true. She was so annoyed by the HFR index results and she didn't really feel like it was the full story. So she asked some friends who were economists to look into it further.
Okay. And what did they find?
It was a pretty surprising outcome. They found that men and women perform the same, But the hedge funds that are run by women have a harder time surviving because they don't actually raise enough money. That means that the smaller hedge funds run by women just peter out. They have to close shop. They don't have enough money to keep going. But the ones that manage to survive, their performance is basically twice as good.
Okay, so it seems like we learned two things then. One is that the earlier interpretation was just wrong, that when you look at the data carefully, men and women perform about the same. There's nothing about being a man or being a woman that means you're going to do any better than somebody of the other gender.
Correct. Right?
The second thing was that the reason that the studies had arrived at that earlier misinterpreted conclusion was that women had to be better in order to run the same amount of money as a male hedge fund manager.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. This is kind of interesting to me for a bunch of reasons, because it shows, number one, that you have to be very careful with the data.
Right. Okay?
But number two, that there really are still structural barriers to women managing money.
Absolutely. So talking to Jane about this, she had some thoughts. And it's actually her hedge fund is run by majority women. We're talking about, what are these structural biases? Why is it that women have a harder time raising capital and retaining it? And the answer to Jane was, the people who give hedge funds money end up saying, I want to find somebody who looks like me. They don't mean to do it this way necessarily, but they have this idea in their head of what a hedge fund manager looks like. And he went to Wharton or Harvard, and he's like really tall, probably. He's definitely white, and he's definitely male. When they see someone who doesn't fit that bill, subconsciously, there's this like slight friction. Maybe. Overt friction.
Yeah, it sounds like a self-reinforcing cycle where, because the majority of hedge fund managers are men, people start getting in their heads the idea that a hedge fund manager should look like everything you just said. A Wharton grad with a nice watch, looks like Damian Lewis in the television show Billions or whatever, right? Hyper-masculine, yelling at everybody, that kind of thing. And so they end up giving their money to somebody who does, in fact, look like that, and the whole thing kind of keeps self-perpetuating.
Exactly. And that means that when they're making this decision of who to give money to, you're going to be like, oh, like there's this little resistance where, what if this doesn't turn out? What if this person is terrible at managing money for some reason, and my boss sees like, oh, you really went out on a limb? Now, again, none of that may be conscious. That might just be sort of an instinct.
Within hedge funds, okay, of the people who either run hedge funds or within the hedge funds themselves, the people who have responsibility for managing a portfolio of money, how many of the overall share are women?
It's about 11%.
So one out of every nine.
That's right.
That's amazing.
It is. And the most
amazing. In a bad way.
In a terrible way. A negative amazing.
Yes.
And what I think it shows you, it's a pipeline problem within the industry once you already are in it. It's a pipeline problem where if you start out as a junior analyst, you think you're chucking along, you're doing fine. But the funnel narrows for everyone, and even more so for women. So if you want to graduate to a higher level as a woman, you can look up and see that it's just not going to happen.
Final question. What happens now? Is there any good news in this analysis?
No. there's no good news.
This is like Tuesdays with Maury. Just has a tragic ending, right?
I regret to inform you. Yes, I'm a Debbie Downer. Now, it is a little bit uplifting because the facts do show that there's no actual problem here, right? Like, women aren't bad at math. They're just not getting the same opportunity. So ostensibly, there's an easy fix. Give them the opportunity. Lo and behold, you'll have a better average performance from your hedge fund manager. So that should be awesome news for investors and allocators.
Mary, where can people find your work?
Barron's.com.
Barry, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
me. Excited about Finance Fridays with Mary.
I love it. Tuesdays with Mary.
If you have questions that you'd like Mary to cover on a future episode of Finance Fridays with Mary, get in touch with us at indicator@npr.org, or why not email Mary directly at mary.childs@barrons.com.
Do it.
I look forward to hearing from you. This episode was produced by Emily Lang. She also fact-checked it. She does everything. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
We spend millions of hours and billions of dollars on video games. But can consoles still compete with the next level of streaming and subscriber services? I'm Joshua Johnson. Subscribe to 1A on NPR as we consider the future of gaming.